This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. The primaries are upon us. In just about a month, the Republicans and Democrats will get together to vote on their candidates for governor and U.S. Senate. A new poll has come out in the Republican races. Matt Towery is the CEO of Insider Advantage, which conducted the latest poll. He joins us once again. Matt, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Dennis.
Let's start with the U.S. Senate poll on the Republican side. Very crowded field. Obviously, it's going to a runoff, or at least one would think it would. David Perdue maintains a fairly slender lead, but still a lead despite some missteps in some of the things he said about Karen Handel.
Yes, and where Perdue's strength seems to be coming, Dennis, is from the Atlanta area, particularly among female voters. He has about a 10% boost in that particular area. So I don't expect Perdue to somehow be edged out of a runoff. I think if anyone is showing enough momentum and staying power to make the runoff, it looks like David Perdue is that candidate.
The biggest movement in the poll comes from Karen Handel. Perdue is at 19% in your poll. Jack Kingston in second with 15%. Then Karen Handel with 13%, which is a little bit of a move up for her. But you said something interesting just a minute ago. David Perdue seems to be doing well with female voters in the metro area. That's where Karen Handel needs to do well.
I think where Handel is picking up, she is picking up perhaps votes that otherwise would go to Jack Kingston. I think really Karen Handel's growth is a result more of Kingston not catching on in metro Atlanta, and then Handel doing two things, seizing that moment with Perdue, and secondly, running hundreds of thousands of robocalls that have been attacking these homes in metro Atlanta with her name, and that's beginning to have an effect. She's getting more name ID, or people are remembering her again, let's put it that way.
But could it be said that any of these candidates are rocketing up? Because the biggest number that jumped at me in this poll is 32%, almost a third of GOP voters are undecided, and this with the primary just a month away. That's an unusually high number. What does that say?
It is. And what it tells me is that the electorate in Georgia is not really excited about the Senate race, and I think that's partially because the governor's race is just on the Republican side is just a no-brainer. Turnout's going to be more tepid than we originally thought. But generally speaking, as we get to within the last week or so, whatever undecided you have, those are people who simply are not going to vote. And so these guys really don't have the huge 32% that they can use to make up this race. I mean, we're talking about small margins here that will make the difference of whether someone makes the runoff or not. And this is the time period, beginning next week, going into about the next 2.5 weeks, that this race will probably be decided. If someone's not in the game by then, they're not going to be in the game.
But if the undecideds are so high, and if that indicates that at least right now a lot of Republican voters are not exactly excited about this field of candidates, isn't that bad news for the Republicans about the general election? That it's if your own base can't get riled up, what about the average independent voter who might start looking toward a Democrat like Michelle Nunn?
I'm seeing a scenario where if the Republicans don't really get their act together, there is the risk that they could be staring at the complete reverse of the 2002 race, in which both Governor Roy Barnes was knocked off and so was Max Cleland, and neither one was really expected to happen. I'm not saying that's going to happen. I'm saying this is a risk that the Republicans have, and I don't think that their strategist or their party takes it as seriously as I think it should be taken.
Who would have thought that the Democratic Party of a year and a half, 2 years ago, would suddenly have the resurgence that it has? And is that just due to a couple of well-known names, or are we seeing something a little more fundamental at work here?
Well, demographics are shifting in Georgia. I think the national press, when they look at Georgia, seem to think that we have just shifted and, you know, we're just a purple state now. And let me just point out one thing. Barack Obama is the one reason why both Democrats have a real problem winning in this state. He is not popular. I mean, I'm talking big time. But I will say that right now, the Carter campaign and certainly the Nunn campaign are displaying levels of ability to raise funds, create message and get prepared that I did not expect out of the Democrats. And I think the Republicans, in many instances, they just don't quite get it. I just think they're still sitting back there and looking at this saying, you know, well, it's just a Republican primary and then you're home free. It's not. This is going to be a very tough year in the state of Georgia for the Republicans. Don't know the Democrats can win, but they certainly will give it the old college try.
Matt Towery is the CEO of Insider Advantage. Matt, thanks so much for being with us once again. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Dennis. Always nice to be with you.